This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dairy farmers getting help when it comes to developing and implementing climate smart solutions. And joining us, Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, USDA has been supporting dairy in these climate smart commodities projects. USDA making a substantial investment in this.
Yes. Earlier this week, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that the USDA is going to be spending about $2.8 billion in the next year for 70 projects that they selected under what they call their first Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities. And this is going to be money ranging from a few million dollars up to close to $100 million on a variety of things that will help agriculture reduce its carbon footprint. And a lot of this is pilot projects to give examples of what works well for livestock producers like dairy, as well as row crop and field type crops that also benefit from this. So for dairy, Bill, there are several of NMPF's member cooperatives that were awarded money through this. They're either doing this on their own or as part of a larger consortium. But the good thing is that they're going to receive over $200 million in collective funding to help dairy farmers better understand how to take advantage of opportunities to reduce their greenhouse gases. In addition to efforts by companies in the private sector, including these co-ops, there are a number of state universities in places where dairy is a significant commodity that also have gotten funding for similar efforts. So it looks like dairy will be well represented here, Bill, of this nearly $3 billion that USDA is going to be spending.
I'm sure one of the issues that will be discussed, one of many issues in the upcoming annual meeting for National Milk. Hard to believe that we're already changing seasons and the joint annual meeting's coming up.
Yes, so at the end of October, which is just a few weeks away, it seems, National Milk will be holding its annual meeting that it does every year with the dairy checkoff groups. And we will be in Denver this year, Bill. And this will be an opportunity to talk about some of the things that have been affecting dairy farmers and their cooperatives this year. Certainly the quest for sustainability, resources available to that, some of the pressures that are being brought to bear, not just by government regulators, but especially by companies in the private sector who are dairy customers. That'll be one area that we will focus on, dairy's crucial role in sustainability. We'll also be talking about the outlook for the November elections. The midterm elections are only 1 week after our annual meeting, and so we've got a guest speaker, David Wasserman, with the Cook Political Report, who is going to be predicting what's going to happen with the House and Senate races that will be in play in early November. And we'll also provide an overview for our members about some of the other things that have been happening in Washington this year, funding for the Inflation Reduction Act, and a variety of efforts that we have undertaken to help improve the supply chain. So those will all be in focus as we gather in Denver on October 24th through 26th.
As the dairy industry evolves with so many issues that we need to be tackling, it seems like, it's nice to see that we're coming out of this pandemic and things are opening up and people are getting back together again.
Yes, and one other thing we'll have is just this an economic overview for the food industry, dairy in particular, but also the rest of the food category. Are things ever going to go back to the way they were BC before COVID, or are we going to see continued fallouts in terms of not just the food inflation, but the way that dairy products are consumed, the places that they're consumed in as a result of the ongoing fallout from the pandemic?
Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org.